Every archaeologist who comes to excavate in Greenland refuses initially to believe the incredible claim that the Greenland Norse didn't eat fish, and starts out with his or her own idea about where all those missing fish bones might be hiding. Could the Norse have strictly confined their munching on fish to within a few feet of the shoreline, at sites now underwater because of land subsidence? Could they have faithfully saved all their fish bones for fertilizer, fuel, or feeding to cows? Could their dogs have run off with those fish carcasses and dropped the fish bones in fields chosen with foresight to be ones where future archaeologists would rarely bother to dig? The trouble with all those excuses for the lack of fish bones at Greenland Norse sites is that they would apply equally well to Greenland Inuit sites, where fish bones prove instead to be abundant. Nor do these excuses explain why Greenland Norse sites contain almost no fish hooks, fish line sinkers, or net sinkers. I prefer instead to take the facts at face value. Even though Greenland's Norse originated from a fish-eating society, they may have developed a taboo against eating fish. Every society has its own arbitrary food taboos. By far, the highest proportion of those taboos involves meat and fish. They are much more likely than plant foods to give us food poisoning or parasites if we eat them. That's especially likely to happen in Iceland and Scandinavia, whose people employ many fermentation methods for long-term preservation of smelly, non-Scandinavians would say rotting, fish, including methods using deadly botulism-causing bacteria. Perhaps Eric the Red got an awful case of food poisoning from eating fish. On his recovery, he would have told everybody how bad fish is for you, and how we Greenlanders are a clean, proud people who would never stoop to the unhealthy habits of those desperate, grubby Icelanders and Norwegians.